At a demonstration in MacArthur Park today to protest Walmart's plans to move into Chinatown, few residents from Chinatown actually showed up, but there was a strong showing of disgruntled Walmart employees. Among the protesters was James Elmendorf, the campaign director of the LA Alliance for a New Economy. He says a new Walmart supermarket will run small, longtime mom and pop shops out of business.
Chinatown is obviously a historic community where you have neighborhood markets that have been there for a long time. They're family owned, they're locally owned. And if Walmart comes in, undercuts them by having cut rate wages and cut rate prices just to drive them out of business, we will see a loss of important institutions in Chinatown.
But we're not talking about a monumental Walmart intervention. Walmart officials say the supermarket in Chinatown would only be 33,000 square feet, about one-fifth the size of the average superstore. But Elmendorf claims the corporate giant is bypassing a 2004 law that requires a job quality and economic impact assessment on the neighborhood before stores larger than 100,000 square feet can be built. Opponents fear that Walmart expanding into Chinatown will compromise the cultural integrity of the community, which was established back in 1938. But Walmart says it will bring healthy food and employment to low-income neighborhoods. However, those gathered at McCarthy Park were more concerned about working conditions.
Walmart is the modern-day 21st century slave driver.
Walmart pays about $8.50 an hour and provides health benefits. Walmart says Chinatown mom-and-pop shops cannot afford to provide health care to its employees. But Walmart employees complain these benefits are not sufficient, and they were pretty vocal about their grievances.
There are many, many associates in our store alone that had to drop their insurance because they just couldn't afford it.
There are also questions over Walmart's track record. Greg Fletcher has worked at Walmart for 5 years and says historically when Walmart is introduced to a community, small businesses ultimately suffer.
Walmart makes promises to these communities of wages and positions that they usually do not live up to.
Despite the efforts to stop Walmart's debut in Chinatown, Walmart plans to start construction this summer. Conrad Wilton, Annenberg Radio News.